One environmental initiative on President Trump's chopping block is restoration of the Great Lakes. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant has more.
In the late 1960s, Lake Erie was a poster child for pollution. But after environmental reforms, it went from what some consider a dead lake to the walleye capital of the world. Now, proposed EPA budget numbers indicate money for the Great Lakes could be cut 97%. That would mean $290 million less coming to the region. Ohio State University biologist Jeff Reuter says the proposed funding cuts would be devastating. He's already worried about recent algae blooms on the lake.
Lake Erie won't manage itself. Without a strong EPA, Lake Erie is likely to continue to deteriorate and go back to the conditions that we had in the 1970s.
The Great Lakes congressional delegation is already taking action. Some lawmakers have written to President Trump about the importance of efforts to stop invasive Asian carp from entering the lakes. The lawmakers say it could harm the multi-billion dollar recreation industry. And Molly Flanagan says even a day at the beach could become dangerous. Flanagan is with the Alliance for the Great Lakes. She says money for states and tribes to monitor beaches for harmful bacteria is at risk.
The monitoring and the notification programs are what let you and your family know whether it's safe to swim.
Flanagan is still hopeful. She says the efforts enjoy immense bipartisan support, and she hopes lawmakers will be able to fight the cuts. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.